And my presentation is called It Takes a Team to Make a Font. I'm a designer from Russia, and Ola in Russian is Привет. My foundry is called Cereal, and it means cereal oatmeal plus Cyrillic. And Cereal designs Libre fonts from Russia, Ukraine, and Armenia. It is a collaborative platform, and the structure is Designer, Kerner, and Hinter. The only people who are not friends here are the Kerner and Hinter. So far, we have 27 open source fonts available for download and use at the Google Web Fonts Library. And here's a showcase of some of them. This font is called Podkova. And sometimes we have outside contributors who use our fonts and modify them and create a fork or branch. And one of them is Fine Fonti, a Polish foundry that released a localized Polish version of our typeface. And I'm very happy about that. Another font is Laura. It has four styles, and it's very popular among the Google Web Fonts collection. It works very well in text. One of my favorites is Volkhov. It's also a family of four styles, and it is the body font for the LGM field book. Thank you. The fact that our fonts are open source makes them available for use in mobile applications, embedding in mobile applications. Marvin app is an online is an ebook reader, and it uses Laura and Volkhov. Here's a website that uses Laura. Another website, it's a Ukrainian type meetups. It uses Laura. All fonts are released under the SIL OFL license. And I need your help identifying this font. Yes, that's Lobster. And here are some samples of Lobster that I collect. This is a clothing store in Moscow. The Cyrillic version was designed by Cereal Foundry. And here's a poster of a design workshop in Moscow that uses Lobster. It's a logo for a state project set in Lobster Cyrillic. Then this is a student assignment in students from Moscow. yes, another assignment. They use web font, Lobster as a web font. This is a clothing store in Ukraine, in Lviv. Burger King uses Lobster. when I was flying to Madrid, I found a magazine, and it uses Lobster in a logo. Then another online in-flight magazine, and it also uses Lobster. Cyrillic. Lobster has ligatures and terminals, which also work in Cyrillic. Another font is Jacques Francois. It's a revival of Rosort's typeface. It also has a shadow version, and you can combine these two fonts by mixing and mashing them. Wire One is a modeler font with terminal with dot terminals. Junge is a revival of a calligraphy based on Günter Junge. And this is a hinting test. And Junge was published in Typodarium. This is a Didone typeface called Vida Loca. This one has Cyrillic. Artifica is an open source typeface, and Vernon has released a typeface called Tien, which is a mixture of Artifica and Droid, right? One of my other projects is learncyrillic.tumblr, where I publish articles and research on Cyrillic, and with aim to openly spread knowledge on educating type designers to design correct Cyrillic. And here's some of the work that I do. This is a collaboration with Eduardo Manso on his typeface, on his Cyrillic typeface. This is a collaboration with EB on EB Garamond's Cyrillic. And if you design a Cyrillic typeface, you can email me and I'll be happy to provide feedback. And I would like to invite you to a constructivist modular typography workshop, which is today at 14:30. And this is supposed to say, okay. Any questions?
Questions?
I have two questions.
Yeah.
Why is it doing that?
It's a PDF.
Oh, okay. My real question is, what are the practicalities of assigning different in the workflow when you're collaborating? How do you deal with different people doing different aspects of a typeface?
Well, sometimes the hinter spots a design mistake and tells it to the designer and consultant, and we fix it as a team. We say four eyes are better than two. Yeah. Okay. And it's interesting that contributors from outside, they ask permission to modify the typeface, and there's two possible solutions. They can release it as a fork, or they can send us their product. We will review it and release it as the official update. We have requests for Brawler Bold from a designer from New York, and she's working on the bold version.
Do we have any other short question for 1 minute?
Does the fact that you collaborate on open fonts change anything in your way of working in comparison to a traditional type agency?
Well, the fact that we are open to collaborators the fact that more people are involved, I think, because when you work on a non-open source project, it's very closed, and you don't want to share any trade secrets. But I'm thinking of pushing all projects to GitHub, so it will be easier to commit.
So I know maybe it's a short one. You have.
So what would that imply for your workflow if you were to do you need to change things? For example, I imagine, for example, do you plan to work on an interchangeable format on GitHub? Or I imagine this also has implications for your workflow.
Oh yeah. Well, Yeah, if we push projects on GitHub, we need to provide sources in different file formats, like FontForge, FontLab, and so more people, so it will be easier to collaborate. Because some people work in FontForge, some work in FontLab, and other applications.
So, yes, it's time to go on again.
Yeah.
The next speaker, please, is...